Hello, Christmas tree. Hello, Christmas tree. Your lights are really glowing. Hello, Christmas tree. Hello, Christmas tree. Your ornaments are showing. The presents and the stockings too. I really want to rip into you. Christmas tree.
Hey, what's going
on? Hey, Bumper Car, how are you doing?
I'm doing, anyway, huh? Wow, I'm doing great. I heard your song. I was over in the corner listening.
That's pretty creepy, huh?
No, not creepy at all. Come on.
All right, if you say so, I suppose. Anyway, yeah, I made up a nice song. It's my little holiday song, Christmas song, whatever song that I'm singing to the, I was singing it to the Christmas tree, so it's nice, you know? I was trying to turn over a new leaf for me, a pig, and
that's
I was trying to be nice,
nice
to the Christmas tree instead of just knocking it over, which is what I normally do, you know, huh?
Yeah, so that's super awesome, and I appreciate that you're trying to take a new tact with the Christmas tree this year because it's brutal having a tree here at headquarters every year. This year was especially crazy because we went to one store, and the Christmas trees, they were all like 4 feet tall. They were tiny, and they were trying to tell me that they were between 6 and 7 feet, and I'm 6 feet, and so I was looking at the tree, and I was just like, am I a giant? Did I grow? And my wife is like, oh, this one, it's fine. And I was like, it's tiny. We can't have tiny tree. What are you doing? And the prices were more expensive, too. So we had to pack the kids back up, which when you tell your kids that they're going to get a Christmas tree and then you don't get said Christmas tree because the store has tiny Christmas trees and they're more expensive, the kids don't understand any of that stuff. And so what do the kids do? They freak out. What do you mean we're not getting a Christmas tree? We were supposed to get a Christmas tree. We want a Christmas tree. Like that. It's bananas. It's bedlam. So into the car we go. Back to the other place. There's three places that we can potentially go. There's probably 100, but really, there's three. Because I can't keep going after that. I don't have it in me. So we went to place number two. Last year, place number two, man, you know, we get nice pictures of the kids walking around the Christmas trees. It's nighttime. There's little lights. It's just beautiful. It was kind of during the day. There weren't a lot of trees because the kid was like, there's just a really big rush. Sorry, there's not a lot left. A big rush? All right. Well, show me what you got. Show me what you got. There's like a few kinds of Christmas trees. There's Douglas fir. There's balsam or something. I don't know. And there's, I don't know the names of the Christmas trees. Oh, man, hold on. What are the kinds of clouds? Cumulonimbus. Sirius. I don't know all the names of the clouds. What's happened to my brain? What are the names of the different kinds of rocks? Stalactite. No, I don't know anything. Oh, no, I can't remember things. Brain, where did you go? So, all right. Anyway, we get a specific kind of tree. I don't know what kind it's called, but I know it when I see it, right? And, so we go to one tree, and the kid's right on us, too. He's quote-unquote helping us, but he's right on us. It was just like right when you walk into a store and you see a shirt you like or something, and you walk over and you're just like, oh, look at that shirt. Do you want it? Do you want that shirt? And he's like taking it out and like draping it over you. You're like, no, I don't know. I just met this shirt, all right? I have no idea. Well, okay, well, and then he does this thing where he picks it up, and he knocks it on the ground so that it's supposed to make it look better. Bonk. And then all the fronds go down. And I was like, I don't know, bro. I don't just relax. I just walk in. I'm trying to make this an experience, all right? I'm trying to get in here, walk around a bit with my sweet family, look at some trees, you know, debate which kind we like better, whatever, learn the different types of, this is why I don't know the types of trees, because you go in and they kick you right out. Now I know. Alright, the rocks and the clouds, I can't explain that as much. Anyway, last year, we got a tree, right? It's like $40, we'll say. I don't really know. It's kind of pricey. And at the end, they managed to upsell me because I was in such a tizzy because the kids were so crazy. Do you want your Christmas tree package? And I was like, yeah, okay, I don't need, what is that? And they told me, and I don't even know what it was, like a bag and some stuff you put in the water and something. I don't remember what else. And it was $15. What? Your tree has now gone up exponentially, the price of it. Frustration. But you're at that car already. Your family's there. You've already said yes to this thing. And you're just like, well, now I'm stuck. So, this year, I went in knowing, that was weird how I said that. I went in knowing that I was not going to be taken in such a way. I was not going to be had by the Christmas tree guys. So, I waited for the Christmas tree package thing to happen. And I was like, no, I'm good. And then the guy goes to ring me up. And it was, I think, $10 more than price quoted. And I was like, what happened? And he's like, oh yeah, well, you got the end lopped off and you got it wrapped up. And I was like, what? In my head, I didn't do it out loud because I'm at a Christmas tree place. You can't really yell at a Christmas tree place. But I was like, what? Those are things that you just do. Those are part of the service. Like, if I'm at a restaurant and I'm sitting there, and what would you like? Some water. I just had a glass of water. All right, that'll be $18 for a glass of water? Or even better, oh, you. What's this extra charge here? $7. Well, you used the napkin that was on the table. But the napkin was there! The napkin is something that you use. You lop off and you put it in the stuff, the net. If you were, they didn't even, if they would have charged me to put it on my car or something, or, I mean, I would have figured it out, but, like, you gotta tell a guy! Christmas is expensive! There's expenses everywhere! You can't just go adding stuff in! It's terrible! So, and then I had to tip the kid, because he's like, you guys from Cedar Grove? And I was like, yeah, I'm from Cedar Grove. And he was like, oh, yeah, Toe! And then I was gonna tip him anyway. But I felt obligated because then he knows my town. He knows me. He knows where I live.
Yeah, Bubba.
Crazy.
I just think it's pretty amazing that I was sitting here by myself singing a nice song about the Christmas tree. And, hello, Christmas tree. And then all of a sudden you burst in with all your vim and vigor and start yelling about Christmas tree buying and ruining my holiday, my day here. I had a beautiful story about snowflakes. I was going to talk about penguins, probably. I was going to talk about hot chocolate, like regular chocolate versus white hot chocolate. I don't know if you've even experienced that, but they'll put marshmallows in it sometimes, and then your mind is just like, blown! What did I just drink? Is this sugar milk? Because it's delicious. I'll be having 2 more cups of the sugar milk, please. Especially if you got snowflake shaped marshmallows. Boom. Give it to me. Give it to me now. Give it to me. Give it to me. Wow. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. One time. Who said? What? Oh, sorry. I don't know. I'm just liking to sing songs today. I ain't complaining like you
all
right. Is.
Well, fine.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I get upset.
Oh, yeah, no.
Can I tell the story?
Tell that story. Yeah? That's a good story. All right. That's a crazy story. Right. Do it.
So, last night we're sitting at dinner. And we're eating, the kids are eating pizza bagels, like mini pizza bagels. One's got cheese on it, one's got pepperoni on it. And then Ollie had little broccoli florets, and some ranch dip to dip those in. Dip. And I don't know, applesauce or something. Anyway, so I was helping to feed him. And he's cramming the pizza bagels in. And then he was taking care of that, so it's really my job to handle the broccoli, because he's not gonna eat that by himself. He ain't gonna do it. So I thought he had sufficiently eaten his pizza bagel, but I guess he still had some in there. And so I dipped a broccoli florette into some ranch dressing, and I kind of popped it into his mouth. Pop. And knowing full well that maybe it was a little bit too big of a broccoli florette. It wasn't huge. It wasn't enormous, ginormous. But it was maybe just a little too big. And so he's chewing. And then my wife goes, Ollie, you okay? And he's just looking at her. She's like, just keep chewing. And he chews and he chews. And then, like, oh, we're going to say 20 seconds later, he gets this look on his face. And she's like, hey, are you going to throw up? And he just kind of nods his head. And then he leans over his plate and just kind of spits out the broccoli. Oh, crisis averted. Everything is okay, right? No, because then everything that he had just eaten, onto the plate. It was horrifying to see. Emerson lost his mind, ran out of the room screaming, right? Without even taking a break, with his right hand, Oliver reaches around to the other side of the plate, and this is a small plate, people, to the pizza bagel that was still intact, that he had not eaten, that he had not touched yet, and he grabs it and goes to pick it up and goes to start eating it. He wasn't even done throwing up. I don't have that kind of determination. This kid's got some power, people.